a loophole for low-level shooting. The walls of the front city have loopholes for low-level shooting. It was a lower level of loopholes, which meant that cannons can stand on the ground. Loopholes for low-level shooting have gained wide recognition in connection with the advancement of siege strategy and a wide use of cannons for defence. But the fortress walls were 3 or more metres thick, which did not allow for deliberating targeted fire through the loopholes. The barrels of the cannons had to be brought closer to the outside surfaces of the walls. In order to do that, the walls had to be made thinner in those places where the cannons were standing. In Ibn Gotod, the thickness of the walls near the loopholes was reduced with the help of special chambers. These chambers are an arched niche on the inside of the fortress wall, which resembles the mouth of a Russian stove and is meant for accommodating the guns. The architects from Novgorod took part in the construction of the fortress, but the loopholes for low-level shooting were introduced by the Italian architect Marcus Grech in the beginning of the 16th century. Today, the loopholes for low-level shooting are much lower compared to the ground surface than they were in the 16th century. The decrease in height is due to the presence of the cultural layer, which is about 2 meters from the fortress.